Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. New Delhi strongly condemns attack on a cargo ship at Ukrainian port, claiming lives of four Indian nationals. President Draupadi Murmu calls for stronger economic partnership between India and Moldova, seeks greater cooperation in high-growth sectors. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar holds talks with his Panamanian counterpart in New Delhi. Labour Party leader Andy Burnham assumes office as new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen announce a maritime embargo on Saudi Arabia. India condemned the attack on the vessel MV Golden Leo yesterday while departing the port of Odisha. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said four Indian nationals have tragically lost their lives while one is hospitalized in a critical condition. The ministry said that at the time of the incident, there were 17 crew members on board, including five Indian nationals, as per information available. The ministry has reiterated that targeting commercial shipping and endangering innocent civilian crew members or otherwise impeding freedom of navigation and commerce is deplorable and should be avoided. The ministry said that the Indian mission in Ukraine is closely monitoring the situation and is making every effort to extend all possible assistance to those affected. The Government of India extended deepest condolences to the families of the deceased Indian nationals and wished them speedy and full recovery. President Draupadi Murmu today called for deeper economic engagement between India and Moldova, saying the two countries have immense potential to expand cooperation in several high-growth sectors. The president was addressing the India-Moldova Business Forum in Chisinau today.
I am greatly encouraged by the growing cooperation. There is immense potential for collaboration across diverse sectors such as digital technologies, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, fintech, digital public infrastructure, infrastructure development, renewable energy, advancement, art manufacturing, logistics, agriculture, food processing, pharmaceuticals, biotechnology. Indian companies are interested in participating in the development projects of Moldova in energy sector, including solar energy, battery storage, smart grids, green hydrogen.
Referring to the vision of Vikasit Bharat 2047, President Murmu said India seeks partnerships based on trust and shared prosperity, while Moldova's strategic location and skilled workforce offer promising opportunities for Indian businesses.
India also offers good business opportunities for Moldovan companies for trade and business. We remain committed to fostering a transparent, predictable and investor-friendly business environment. I invite Moldovan businesses to come and explore India. I also encourage Indian businesses to look at the opportunities in Moldova. Your enterprise, vision and commitment will be instrumental in building enduring economic partnerships.
Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu and her Moldovan counterpart Maya Sandu held delegation-level talks. President Murmu also paid floral tributes at the monument of Ștefan cel Mare și Sfânt in Chișinău. This is the first ever visit by an Indian president to Moldova. President is on a three-nation state visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today expressed confidence that the visit of Panamanian Foreign Minister Javier Eduardo Martinez Aja Vasquez further strengthens bilateral ties across all sectors. Dr. Jaishankar made the remarks during a meeting with the Panamanian Foreign Minister in New Delhi today.
We hope that your visit will further strengthen our relationship across all domains. We had met recently during the 5th India SICA ministerial meeting, which the two of us had co-chaired. Your current visit builds on the momentum of high-level exchanges that we've had, and I believe that both our governments, both our leaders are very keen at deepening and widening our partnership.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In the United Kingdom, newly elected leader of the Labour Party, Andy Burnham, has took charge as country's new Prime Minister. King Charles III invited the 56-year-old former mayor of Greater Manchester to form a new government following the resignation of Keir Starmer. In his inaugural speech at 10 Downing Street, Mr. Burnham said he will make politics more about problem solving.
We will make this moment a circuit breaker for Britain, bringing forward the biggest changes in the last 40 years, a new political model and a new economic model. In the 1980s, Britain took some wrong turns. Political power was centralised, economic power privatised, large parts of the country deindustrialised, and they still haven't recovered. And that's why we will change politics, to make it more collaborative, more about problem-solving than point-scoring.
Earlier, Starmer delivered his final address from 10 Downing Street as Britain's Prime Minister before making his way to meet the King to formally tender his resignation amid long-growing internal pressure from his own party. The Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have announced a maritime embargo against Saudi Arabia in retaliation for a blockade of Yemen and a recent attack on Sana'a International Airport. Yahya Sareh, Houthi military spokesperson, said the maritime restrictions on Saudi Arabia would take effect immediately, calling the move a reciprocal measure. The announcement raises concerns over potential disruptions in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, a key maritime choke point at the southern end of the Arabian Peninsula that connects the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. The route typically handles around 12% of global trade. Saudi Arabia has not immediately responded to the announcement. Ukraine launched one of its largest drone attacks on Moscow, sending more than 400 drones towards the Russian capital. The strike came hours after Russia carried out a major strike on Kiev and other Ukrainian cities using ballistic missiles, continuing the ongoing cycle of retaliatory attacks between the two sides. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said most of the Ukrainian drones were intercepted before reaching the ground, with 85 destroyed near Moscow. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he would hold crucial discussions today as he seeks to manage a domestic political crisis following last week's government reshuffle. Iran and the United States exchanged strikes for the 9th consecutive day as tensions over the strategic Strait of Hormuz continued to escalate. U.S. strikes targeted the town of Hormuz in southwestern Iran, while Jordan, Kuwait and Bahrain reported fresh Iranian attacks as U.S.-Iran hostilities spilled into neighboring countries. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Defense confirmed the identities of two American soldiers who were killed in action last week during the conflict with Iran. According to the U.S. military, the total number of American personnel killed since the outbreak of the war has risen to 17. Iran's semi-official news agency, citing a local official, reported that the U.S. strike triggered power outages across the parts of Hormuz, the administrative center of Dashti County in Bushehr province. In Pakistan, at least 6 people, including 2 children, were killed and several others injured in rain-related incidents caused by the ongoing monsoon spell in northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Meanwhile, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa's Chief Minister Sohail Afridi expressed grief over lives and extended condolences to the bereaved families. Now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi strongly condemns attack on cargo ship at Ukrainian port, claiming lives of 4 Indian nationals. President Draupadi Murmu calls for stronger economic partnership between India and Moldova, seeks greater cooperation in high-growth sectors. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar holds talks with his Panamanian counterpart in New Delhi. Labour Party leader Andy Burnham assumes office as new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen announced a maritime embargo on Saudi Arabia. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.